From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government says there was an unexpectedly strong surge in hiring last month, with the economy adding 151,000 jobs. Analysts were expecting less than half of that number. Economist Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says it's the first net gain in jobs in months.
I wouldn't call it a turnaround. I think it's too early to celebrate, but it's certainly good news.
The unemployment rate remains at 9.6%. Nearly 15 million Americans who would like work are not able to find a job. But the report still shows that hiring in the private sector is picking up. And NPR's Tamara Keith spoke with one of the newly employed Americans.
For the last year, finding a job has been John Ferraro's job. He lives in Plano, Texas, and was laid off from his previous job in wholesale textbook sales. Every day, he'd get up in the morning and start searching for work.
It just took a very long time, probably 6 months longer than what I thought it was going to take.
There were plenty of interviews, just no offers, until about 2 weeks ago. Now he's in an entirely different industry.
At some point, you just want to go back to work, and that's kind of ultimately what I did here. You know, I'm just glad to have some place to go again in the morning.
Ferraro did have to take a pay cut, but he says that's just the reality of this economy. The landscape has changed. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Tomas is set to drench Haiti with torrential rain today. Todd Kimberlane is at the National Hurricane Center.
There could be 5 to 10 inches of rain, and there could be maximum amounts that are even higher than that. They'll be somewhat isolated in nature, but they could be up to 15 inches. And the concern is that these could cause life-threatening mudslides and flash flooding.
NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Port-au-Prince. He says relief workers have been trying to move earthquake survivors out of the crowded tent camps where they're living.
There really isn't enough shelter at all. Most people living in the camps in around Port-au-Prince were not even attempting to get to other types of shelter. The government was trying to move some people out of some of the organized camps on the outskirts of the city. But even there, they only had enough space for a fraction of the people in some of these sprawling tent cities that are on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting. Authorities in Cuba say all 68 passengers and crew members aboard a flight from Haiti to Havana have died when the aircraft crashed and burst into flames. Shannon Novak reports the plane went down in a mountainous area.
Eyewitnesses said the plane made several brisk moves before crashing. One witness said it looked like a ball of flame in the middle of the mountain. The aircraft was a French-built ATR-72 twin turboprop. The plane that crashed was one of the youngest in Aero-Caribbean's fleet, 15 years old. Cuban state media said the cause of the crash will be investigated. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
This is NPR News. NASA is scrubbing today's scheduled launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery, this time because of a fuel leak. It's the fourth postponement of Discovery's final mission. At least 50 people are dead in Pakistan, where a suicide bomber detonated a blast inside a crowded mosque during Friday prayers. Dozens of others were wounded. The blast, the latest in a series of attacks on mosques and Sufi shrines in Pakistan. In China, dissident artist Ai Weiwei has reportedly been placed under house arrest to stop him from staging a protest party in Shanghai. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the Chinese government is clamping down on human rights activists ever since a jailed dissident won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Ai Weiwei told the German press agency DPA that the police were refusing to allow him to go to Shanghai. He'd been planning a huge party there on Sunday to mark the forced demolition of his new art studio in the city. Shanghai officials had initially asked him to build it, then decided it was an illegal structure which should be demolished. He'd issued an open invitation to a huge feast, at which he said 10,000 river crabs would be served. This is a satirical act, using wordplay to make fun of the authorities. Ai Weiwei is best known for designing Beijing's Olympic Stadium, but in recent years he's become a prominent rights activist, campaigning tirelessly over the issue of the schools that collapsed in the Sichuan earthquake. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A memorial is being unveiled this morning at Fort Hood, Texas, to honor the 13 people who were killed there a year ago today in the shooting rampage. Defense Department spokesman Jeff Morrill.
The entire Fort Hood family has shown truly exemplary strength and resilience as they work to recover, and we will continue to support them in every way that we can.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.